Kendall College of Art and Design of Ferris State University, KCAD, presenting spring exhibitions. Let's talk about it. One in the know to do such that. She's all about it for at least the last 5 years. Michelle Bozak, Curator of Exhibitions. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yeah, appreciate you. Kendall, you have these exhibitions almost all year round. You don't have to wait. I don't have to wait till Art Prize to walk in your building.
That's correct. We do exhibitions all year round. We're here all year. All of our events and exhibitions are always free and open to the public.
And students graduating left and right?
Absolutely. Every May, we also have an open house commencement with a huge student exhibition.
So what's your background, Michelle?
My background is in fine arts and museum studies. My museum studies degree is what led me into curating, but I've been in the Grand Rapids community for a long time, and I'm really involved in the arts.
And obviously, your job is responsible for the upcoming spring exhibitions.
It is. We have three wonderful exhibitions that I'm really excited to talk to you about.
Let's go with number one.
All right. So our first one is titled Left Behind, and it's works by Jennifer Lober, who is a New York City-based documentary and portrait photographer. And we have two exhibitions that are really dealing with grief, and this is one of them. When her mother passed, we've all felt some, form of loss. I think most people can identify with that. And trying to figure out what to do with her mother's possessions once she passed. And she ended up looking at family photographs and making these connections between her mother's personal belongings and seeing them reflected in these portraits. So she ended up putting these two side by side, so family photographs and then a photograph of the documented object of her mother. So say her mother wore this coral-colored lipstick that she found in her purse, and she paired that up with a photograph where her mother was wearing that coral lipstick. So there's about 25 images, and they really tell this really beautiful narrative that really make up the story of her mother's life.
And how does this come to be? Does Jennifer reach out to you? Do you reach out to Jennifer, to your artists?
It's a little bit of both. I do a lot of traveling. I'm online all the time. We do have some artists that contact us, but most of the time it's just from working with a specific artist and asking them, who are five of your friends that are making really great contemporary work, or through falling into the internet abyss.
Yes. This exhibition, again, now through April 8th.
Correct.
Are there talks that are associated specifically with Left Behind?
Not specifically with Jennifer's, but with the following two that we'll be discussing.
And are they all following a similar theme?
Two of them are, and the third one is just through a collaboration and a partnership in our community.
Well, let's go on to number two, sentimental ornamentation.
This is one that I have curated from the ground up, and it's also addressing aspects of grief, but it's looking at it from more of a historic point. In the Victorian period, Queen Victoria reigned for a very long time, but when her husband, Prince Albert, passed away, she went into this elaborate state of mourning that lasted for the next 40 years until her death. And because of her mourning, she really influenced a lot of the funerary practices that we have now. And the Grand Rapids Public Museum has graciously placed a lot of works on loan to us that are the historic objects. And with those historic objects, I've paired nine contemporary artists who are looking back at the Victorian period, either through motifs or are dealing with grief and loss in their own work. And so they really intermingle really lovely in the galleries.
I understand the impact of the Victorian era on art and design has resurfaced time and time again.
It has, and I see that more so in design-based work. There are a lot of designers that look to the Victorian period. The Victorian period was very elaborate in its patterns, very like scrolling, curling, very beautiful, and color-wise, too. It's a lot of grays, blacks, violets, and mauves. So I see that a lot throughout current designers.
So sentimental ornamentation, again, your curation.
My curation, yes. Everything is typically curated in-house by us. We rarely have traveling shows. So you're going to see all original work for the first time in our galleries.
Nice. Tell me about the third exhibition.
The third exhibition is one of our collaborations. This exhibition is the Shape of Shut. The Shape of Self. I'll get it there. And it's work by Reva Lair. And this is the cornerstone exhibition for the 2017 DisArt Symposium, which is titled Disability Arts Now. That will be happening in April, the first week of April, actually. So this ties in with the symposium. And Reva is an artist and a writer and is really at the forefront of the field of disability culture. So what we have is almost a little bit of a mini retrospective of her work, because I've chosen works that have spanned throughout her 30-plus years of being an artist. And most of her work is looking at physical appearance and how people perceive our value and our identity through that. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, I think it draws on a history of the narrative of portraiture. When you think about historical portraits that have happened throughout the years, they're typically people of importance, of royalty, or people who are deemed worthy by society. And the disabled body has been stigmatized for a very long time. So that's not something that you really see very prevalent. And Reva is really putting that front and center.
At the forefront of the field of disability culture. She's her work's previously been shown, what, at the National Portrait Gallery of the Smithsonian?
Oh, yes, the National Museum of Women and the Arts. She's internationally known and shown. And, she's not an emerging artist. She is an established professional, but her career has really been picking up. We're actually the third exhibition of back-to-back exhibitions that are really focusing just on a solo exhibition of her work.
Now, will she be doing some campus activities?
She will. She will be here, April 5th, 6th, I'm sorry, 4th, 5th, and 6th. She'll be on our campus doing individual talks and lectures with students, but we'll also have an open gallery talk with her. We have her the first half of the week, and then the second half of the week, she'll be moving into her role as one of the keynote speakers at the DisArt Symposium.
We'll be talking about that for sure. So The Shape of Self, Sentimental Ornamentation, Left Behind. Did we talk about the events with Sentimental?
No, we did not.
Yes.
So Sentimental Ornamentation, we actually have a gallery talk coming up next Thursday, which is March 16th, and it's a local designer, jewelry maker, Renee Zettel-Sterling. She teaches at GVSU. She'll be giving a talk about her work, and we'll also have work by Uni Kim Lang. She'll be providing a performance of her work during that talk.
Free and open to the public?
Always, and we're here all year.
That is great. And yet, most likely, an opportunity for your budding students to really touch the hand of their mentors, I would think.
Absolutely. That's one of the best aspects of my job, is really being able to connect students with working contemporary artists and designers for that one-on-one inspiration and conversation.
Michelle Bozak with us, Curator of Exhibitions with Kendall College of Art and Design, Fair State University. These exhibitions on display now, right?
On display now through April 8th.
April, they'll be here before we know it. Get in soon. How do you want us, I always like to ask this question, how do you want us to, I guess, look at your art? Do we start on one end and slowly go the other? Is there a path?
Yeah. Sure. The way that I design the layouts of the exhibitions, we're in the former courthouses that used to be the Grand Rapids Art Museum, and we have five galleries that are all kind of connected. Mm-hmm. So the way that I do the layout, you can really access them from any entry point, and it's more of an overall experience than versus a linear narrative. Mm-hmm. I think I like looking at things more as a whole.
Do I start with one and go to another?
Or? You can, and I think a lot of it, one piece that is laid next to another piece or displayed can inform the other. So while they both may have very specific interpretations on their own, it's that pairing and that relationship that I think builds on the narrative.
Great. All right, details one more time. Come on over and check out the art.
We are open now through April 8th. Tuesdays through Saturdays, we're open to the public, and we're free and here all year.
Thanks for that, Kendall College of Art and Design, right in our own backyards here, hard here in West Michigan, Fair State University. Michelle Bozak, thanks on behalf of your spring exhibitions.
Take care. Thank you so much, Shelley.